Jeff Fletcher of the Southern California News Group has been with the Angels every day since the start of spring training. He joins us now. Jeff, thanks for jumping on.
Sure, thanks for having me.
All right, Ohtani on the hill tonight. Look, when he plays, it's an event. Is it more of an event when he pitches from a media perspective?
Yeah, I think it is because, you know, the pitching is obviously a more scheduled thing. Everybody knows days in advance when he's going to pitch, whereas when he hits, he's not really sure until we see the lineup. And, the Japanese media contingent just about doubles on the days that he's pitching as opposed to the days that he's hitting. So, and I imagine the crowd will be much bigger when he's pitching, so it'll be quite a big deal.
Yeah, and with the success that he's having early on, it's understandable that he wants to play more. And I know the schedule is that he doesn't hit or play, you know, the day before or the day after, but he's voiced his opinion that he wants, you know, to play more. Do you see any of that changing given the success that he's had early?
Not in the near future. I mean, we're still very early in the season, and this is still kind of unprecedented territory in Major League Baseball. So I don't think they want to do anything that's going to mess it up. It's working so far. He seems to be performing well at both hitting and pitching. And the last thing they want is for him to get hurt or for him to have one of those skills deteriorate because he's doing too much. So I think that plus, they don't really need his bat. They've got a very good lineup. He bats seventh or eighth. So if you're going to bat him more, you know, it's probably not going to help you offensively all that much. And if it has a chance to hurt his pitching, which is what the Angels really need, then it would really be a disaster.
Jeff Fletcher, Southern California News Group, with Fred Rogan and Rodney Peete on AM 570 LA Sports. I want to go back to the Japanese media. You said there will be a bigger contingent tonight. What is the normal number of media members from Japan that follows him, and how many will be there tonight? What is his routine like?
Well, on a kind of a normal everyday game, there's probably 30 to 40 Japanese media. And on the days he pitches, it probably will go up to 75, 100, something like that. Now, you know, that includes every camera guy and all kinds of things. But, his routine is pretty much that he talks after the game on the days that he plays. So, the days that he doesn't play, he doesn't talk to anybody before or after the game. It doesn't really affect him that much. It's not that much of an inconvenience for him or for the rest of the team. He does his media stuff outside of the clubhouse. Either in a press conference room or out in the hallway or something like that. And, you know, the whole process takes maybe 10 minutes. So it's not that big of a circus for him to deal with. The Angels have done a pretty good job from his standpoint of kind of shielding him, I think, from all that.
So the Japanese media can, and sometimes does, outnumber the American media members. Now, are they competitive with each other? Are they all running after him, trying to grab the story? How does that work?
Certainly they would like to be competitive with each other, but it's very difficult on them because they all basically get the same access to Ohtani. Nobody gets any one-on-one interviews with him. Everybody basically gets the same thing. So the only way they can separate themselves from each other is if they can get something from, you know, a third party, some other player saying something about Ohtani. And, you know, a lot of them that have limited English skills, that makes it difficult for them to get too. So I do not envy them. They have a very, very difficult job because there's so many of them covering one person and one person who doesn't really talk to them all that much. So it's a tough job they have.
Hey, Jeff, you know, obviously he had so much success in Japan, but coming over here, we all talked about it's a different ball game. In fact, you know, Fred and I both, you know, with his struggles in spring training, felt that, you know, it may be a good thing. Maybe he goes down and starts the season in AAA, and that was never an option according to the Angels brass. But then some people believe that he was sandbagging a little bit, that he was holding back until the regular season. Do you buy into the fact that he was holding back a little bit and waiting till the season starts, and then he burst on the scene because he's having tremendous success, whereas everybody believed that he was going to struggle early?
Well, I just think in spring training, you know, spring training doesn't count, and there's no reason to perform in spring training. All spring training is for is to prepare yourself for the season. And I think to him, you know, what he needed to prepare was some games, you know, only throw his splitter. Some games, just work on just gripping the ball, which is a little different kind of baseball than they have in Japan. There was other games where he's playing with a bunch of minor leaguers playing defense behind him, so they're, you know, a bunch of hits. It looks like a bunch of hits in the box score, but, you know, in reality, if Andrelton Simmons is playing shortstop behind him, that's an out, and we're not having this conversation. So I think there's just a whole lot of things that were different about spring training than the regular season. Not to mention, obviously, you know, as an athlete, when you get in there, a game that counts, there's a lot of adrenaline that is not there when you're playing on a backfield in front of 100 people in Arizona.
Jeff Fletcher with us, Southern California News Group. Fred Rogan and Rodney Pete on AM 570 LA Sports. Final question before we let you go. Do you think, I know in Orange County, Ohtani is a huge deal. Do you think the rest of the country has now caught up with this guy and keeping an eye on him, and what a remarkable accomplishment this is?
I do, and I can tell you my proof of that is that I've done these kind of radio interviews basically every day for the last 3 weeks from places all over the country, you know, in England and Japan and Canada and everywhere. So there's lots of people that are interested in following this story because it's definitely, he's not just like, you know, when Yu Darvish came over, Hideki Matsui, or somebody that was just a good baseball player from Japan. He's doing something that nobody has done before, and he's doing it very well. And that is a big story to everybody.
Jeff, thanks for jumping on. I'll see you down there in Anaheim this afternoon.
All right. Looking forward to it.